say I'm disturbed.
From city to city, an incredible hysterical panic spread.
I think we're getting into a weird area here.
Will you tell these fools I'm not crazy?
This hysteria.
You can't handle the truth.
His brain is gone.
This is Hysteria 51. The truth is out there.
It's alive.
But you won't find it here.
They're coming for you. Look, there comes one of them now.
Welcome in, Hysteria Nation, to a round table. It's actually square, and one of the people isn't even at the table, but it's a round table episode of Hysteria 51. I am your host, Mr. Brent Hand, coming to you from the lower fourth dimension, also known as Chicago, with a Zoom tether to parts unknown, Colorado. Mr. David Flora, how are you, sir?
Pretty good.
You're pretty and good. That sums it up, right?
That's what I was saying.
Are you, so I heard that you had the, you live in the wildflower capital of America. And you had the Wildflower Festival this weekend. How many orgies did you attend?
Just three this year. My schedule didn't allow more.
Don't you hate when politics get in the way of a good orgy?
He literally sounds like somebody pissed in his Cheerios.
He does. He sounds so sad.
So sad.
Hi. If you're playing along at home, that's producer Lisa. She's coming out of the booth. Adam Sandler.
Like Toll Booth Willie.
Yeah. And all it cost me was $1.25, pa. And I guess while we're...
How are ya? $1.25, pa.
Oh, I already heard that one, you fucking unoriginal bastard.
Watch your profanity.
I already regret my life decisions today.
Hey, we also got someone else here.
His name is...
Christmas. Yay!
Yeah. Now, Lisa, please don't laugh so loud. Now, just to let everybody know, I'm neither pretty nor good, but I am happy to be here.
Did anybody say that you were pretty?
I'm just saying that he called David pretty and good, and I'm saying I am not.
That's just a preemptive strike.
Yeah, that's I just feel like that's just like in your bio. We already know that.
That I'm not pretty or good?
Yes.
Not everybody can see me like you can see me right now.
Nobody sees you like I see you, Kevin.
He's the only beautiful bio I know of that has tear stains on it.
That's,
so.
Yeah, tear stains. Yes, tears. Those are tears.
Man, they're going to regret having us on today.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah, poor David. By the way, David, I have to ask you something. Living in the wildflower capital.
Just wild capital.
The wild capital.
Wow.
Do you think that the Tom Petty song is about your town? You belong among the wildflowers?
I'm not a Tom Petty fan.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
That's all right.
It's not a logical answer.
I think the answer is no. But I'll take not a Tom Petty fan. That's
you know
fine.
Who he is a fan of if you're into music? Mark David Chapman.
Fuck you. Fuck you, Brent.
We need to move on or Kevin's going to start crying again.
Yeah, for the ninth time
Would
today.
Would you still need me or maybe release me when I'm 60?
No, I'm going to start crying. Brent, please don't.
Brent, if you need to know, he's 60, about 68. So they didn't release him because they deny him parole every 2 years because he's a piece of shit.
Just like your mom. No, I'm just kidding.
Damn. She was looking at you, Brent.
That's okay. We're married, so we're dead inside. So a little bit of housekeeping this week. We are having a little bit of, we're doing a roundtable, having some discussions, having some fun. No specific topic, but we got a lot of things to touch on. Number one, the bell still works, just checking. David, the long-awaited premiere of your movie is coming up very soon, and we are going to be at said premiere. Why don't you give us a rundown of what's going on, remind everyone of the title, and why I'm so awesome.
Wonderful. This is Wet and Wild 43, starring David and Derek Brent. Makes
and you don't
a cameo,
have to watch the first 30 to get to understand what's going on. It's really
right, good. Right. Yeah, Brent's in a cameo in that, but you know what? No insertion, so he's not credited. Anyways, this is Shadows in the Desert, High Strangeness in the Borrego Triangle. We are finally premiering it. So what's going on is our paperwork is bouncing back and forth between lawyers to get this thing streamed. And we have that's the distributor who's going to put it on the platforms and our side who's working on it. And we've been told to expect it maybe around October to be on streaming platforms. Mm-hmm. But until then, we have theatrical rights to it. And Woo-hoo! So we are going to show it to the world on August 17th in Idlewild, California at the Rustic Theater. It's this small little indie theater down there in the mountains of California, right near the Borrego Triangle. And
it's called Brent Idlewild, which is just a cool name.
It is. It totally is. And it's funny is when I first started reading audiobooks for Tom Lyons, his first one I read, which is Living Among Bigfoot, was set in Idlewild. So that's fun.
So you're saying there's a chance.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm hoping. But Brent's going to join me out there. We're going to have a big premiere event kind of thing. There's two showings. We actually have sold out the theater for the first showing, and the second showing is open to the public. The first one is invite only. The second one is open to the public, and it seats about 100 and so, give or take, people. And if you're out in the area, please swing by and check out the second show.
Even if you're not in the area, swing by.
If you can swing it, swing it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Brent's coming out there. We're going to just kind of party. We're
going to
have
your picture taken with me, and I don't smell like John Goforth, but you can sniff me just in case.
You can see the if there's any residual. But
you heard of residual hauntings? He has a residual smellings.
I'm here to tell you that there is residual.
That's just residue.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah. I think patrons, aren't they supposed to strike now because they're not getting enough residuals?
That's exactly right. So I'm married. How is that a thing? As I say dumb things.
How are you married? Well, let's ask Lisa,
the expert.
Everybody makes choices in their life. And I'm going to be on Sad Times later today.
Oh, good.
Talking with a psychiatrist, a psychologist, mm-hmm. and who are those?
A candlestick maker.
A lawyer.
A lawyer, yeah. It's going to be an eight-hour episode. It's going to be great.
18-hour.
18. Excuse me. I misread the notes.
I'm going to talk all about why.
You'll never leave me. Who would believe you? I mean, I love you. Oh, shit. Uh-oh.
I like the pause, and everyone makes choices.
Let's just cut out everything after that and just cut it after that.
So real quickly, back to it, David. So we got the premiere. We're going to be hanging out, talking to people, kissing hands, shaking babies, and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Anything else got planned for the big premiere?
After the first showing, it starts around 5, the movie will probably start 5:15, 5:30 or so, but we're going to have a Q&A session after that, right in the theater, and then there's a second showing at 8:30, we're going to introduce it, and then we're going to head over to the local brew pub and just kind of hang out for a little bit until they kick us out, because everything in Idlewild shuts down about 8 p.m., and we asked them if they could stay open until like 10 for us, and they were like, okay, I guess.
Ooh. Wow.
Real quick, Q&A means questions and answers, Kevin, just so you know.
Q&A. Okay, I'm going to put – okay, I had this book of acronyms. Let me just put it back.
Mm-hmm, yeah, mm-hmm. Good for you.
Yeah.
I'm actually looking really forward to this. I've seen a early draft. It still had some spots like insert graphic here and,
have you ever heard the
tighter on the close up there, Mr. Seville or whatever. No,
have you ever heard the story about when George Lucas showed the original Star Wars to like Spielberg, De Palma, Scorsese, a couple other people.
No.
And none of the special, there was one special effect shot and the rest of it was like, he cut in like the dogfight picture, like war pictures from the 30s. And so they were watching it and they're like, what is this?
It's a power tool safety video from the state of Iowa.
Ah, okay.
It's very, very intense.
And that's why Lucasfilm Limited was sold for so much money.
That's got to be, is it hard making a movie like that and like have, well, let me say, I know it's hard. Plus, you were out there filming in like 110 plus degree weather. So that was absolutely awesome for you, I'm sure. But is it weird or hard to have your vision and then try to make it show up on film? Am I saying that right? You know, like, is it hard to translate it to film, or did you find it was an easier process?
I think that part of it was the easiest part. It, Derek and I, you know, come from the creative world anyway. Mm-hmm. And the part of it of, let's film this stuff. We've got these great stories and let's just put them together so it makes logical sense, you know, in a timeline. That was pretty much the easy part. The hard part has been waiting to hear about when, like, who's going to be distributing it, how we're going to do this, mm-hmm. and that, the stupid-ass red tape of all of it.
Right.
And it's just been, like, time is the hardest part.
Like,
with this.
I've got this
else,
thing sitting here.
Yeah.
And now I need to be able to get it to you.
Derek and I work pretty well together on writing it and then watching it and saying, hey, what do you think of this? Or I don't think that works there. Or maybe we should switch these parts around. That all, you know, came together pretty smoothly.
Mm-hmm.
So this thing's been done for, I don't know, months to close to a year. We've just been waiting on all the details with shopping it around and seeing who would even bite on this. And it's wild because a lot of people are very bad at communication.
Yeah. So whose job is in communication?
Exactly. You hear back from them once and then you either don't hear back from them, they ghost you, or it just takes weeks in between emails or something, you know?
Yeah.
So that was the hardest part to me.
Yeah, it's got to be frustrating. And you're like, okay, like I put in all of this time, effort, work, you know, you name it. And now we wait and we sit and yeah.
Can you, David, can you repeat the name of the movie again, please?
I sure can, Kevin. It is Shadows in the Desert, High Strangeness in the Borrego Triangle.
Thank you.
So Shadows in the Desert is the shortened version.
Can you put that in the show notes? Because I was absolutely not listening to you.
We actually will, and I have show notes in the show notes. I have links to the opening so you guys can check that out and hopefully come and make your presence known so that Bigfoot is even more enticed to come to the premiere.
I just want to say I think it's pretty fucking cool. Congratulations, David.
Thank you, Kevin. I appreciate that.
David got to gallivant in a desert, and luckily enough, my wife also one time got to gallivant in a desert when I drove her to the gates of Area 51.
Life choices.
It changed your life for the better, didn't it, my love?
You know, Brent, marrying you changed my life.
That's what my doctor said would happen.
Just like arson.
Arson
changes.
It's life changing.
I think this might have turned into the first couple's sad times.
Who knew?
So yeah. Sad.
She's.
I'm so happy. I'm so happy.
Yes, that's right.
Sounds more like pissed Area 51.
She's happy. You could ask her, but she'd probably lie. You know how women are.
Let's explore that, Brent.
What's that?
Let's explore that.
Yeah, let's go down that road for a little bit. Circling back, we're going to go to break real quick. When we come back, we got a few touches on some news or little articles in the news and more about why Lisa has made these bad decisions in her life. That's coming up after the break on Hysteria 51. Hola, David. Me amo Brent.
Bonjour, Brent. Je m'appelle David.
You didn't do Spanish. I thought if we were going to do this together, we'd do the same language.
Oh, sorry.
That's on brand for us.
I just thought romance languages was the key.
Everything I say is romantic, and that is thanks to Rosetta Stone. You guys, we've been touting these things forever. We love Rosetta Stone, and we actually are users. David, you've really been using it even for longer than I. What's your experience been like?
Oh, it's been great. The thing is, you really get to learn how to speak and think in that language with it, so it's very high on pronunciation, too, so you can, you know, learn how to speak.
And you know our show is all about proper pronunciation.
In that pronunciation, yeah, that's right. But they designed it for long-term retention, you know. If you don't get the pronunciation right, you say it until you do, and then, you know, that just seeps into your head.
Well, and that's why, you know, this has been trusted by experts for 30 years, and there's over 25 different languages that you can learn, and people, millions and millions of users use it because, like you said, it does seep in, and you're using it with, you know, you get speech recognition, and mm-hmm. it hears you. You get to use, like, the built-in true accent features that gives you this pronunciation, which is super convenient, and you can do it at your own time. And I don't know if you know this, but I'm all about value, and you get a one-time purchase, 25 languages. If I learned all 25 languages, I'd be so confused. Or really cool. I'd go in and out.
But you'd be real marketable.
But literally, though, this is something that we use, and we have both of us have given the seal of approval because we want to do this long term, and it's something that it works, you know. And we don't do long term stuff like this. And this is the one that we've chosen, and we love it. So, all you guys got to do, don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now, as we've told you 1,000 times, and it's always now. Right now, get started. For a very limited time, Hysteria 51 listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off.
How much?
50%. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your unnatural life.
Wow.
Redeem, redeem, redeem. How do they do it?
Rachete, you're 50% off. Rachete. Redeem it. 50% off, rosettastone.com/today. Do it today.
That was the most intense 3-hour discussion I've ever seen, the two of you.
It got emotional. It got serious.
Yeah.
You know, it was 3 minutes, not 3 hours, right? Well, it just felt like 3 hours. It
felt like 3 hours for sure.
Yeah.
And I was kind of going low on that.
I don't like this. welcome back. And I don't know if you guys know this or not. My wife does, unfortunately, because I tell her nonstop. UFOs are in the news. Did you know that? Did you know that?
I was aware.
Oh, is this a call and response thing? Which was the answer?
Mm-hmm. It's funny. Like, it's amazing how you go at any other time and you go to Google and you type in UFOs and click news, and you might get one or two things. Just as an example, I went there and I clicked UFOs news. House Oversight Committee to hold UFO hearing next week. Senator Schumer pushes measure to declassify UFO records. Green fireball in Louisiana sky caught on doorbell camera ignites UFO panic. Experts warn public after possible hazardous spacecraft watches up on shore. UFO witness and former Navy pilot praises UFO bill for transparency. McCarthy quips, Pentagon would tell us about UFOs to request more money. And anonymous UFO hearing, House lawmakers say we're done with the cover-up.
Well, I'm happy to see that Kevin McCarthy's unending streak of being in no way original or funny continues.
Hey, you know, because that's part of the job. Original and funny. That's why.
Yeah, something like that. He gives Kevin's a bad name.
I mean, it's just nice to be seeing these things in the news as they are. And I know this is a dirty word, especially, you know, David and I have talked about this, but like, David and Lisa and Kevin, do you guys feel like this is getting towards disclosure, or do you think this is all just a, you know, pulling the wool over our eyes distraction over something else?
I guess I'll start. I don't believe it's pulling the wool over our eyes. It does seem to me, as a layman, who's, that this is becoming much more discussed and much more out in the open. I don't recall ever hearing of the Senate Majority Leader saying that we need to declassify more UFO related things before. So I think that's a positive in that direction. Those are my thoughts. Thank you, Brent.
I do think the problem is anytime you talk about these things, and it could be these things as far as conspiracy side or not, there's always the, but it's the government. And for better or worse, that is true. You know, I think at least, you know, you feel like we're ingrained to distrust them in a way. Don't you think so, David? Or where's your head at?
Well, I mean, there's precedent for that.
Yeah. So it's called history, right?
Yeah, it's just called reality. We're not so much ingrained as we are just observing and forming conclusions based on their actions. In a lot of cases.
Right. Yeah, right. Is this a conspiracy theory? No, I'm just reading the history books, right? Mm. You know, that it is a dirty word, though, you know, anytime you talk about that. But we're talking, you know, Schumer proposes studying the UFO litigation on non-human intelligence. This is from The Hill. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, along with bipartisan group of five other senators, introduced extraordinary legislation on July 13th, suggesting that the U.S. government or private contractors may secretly possess recovered UFO and biological evidence of living or deceased non-human intelligence. That is a crazy sentence.
Living or deceased. Okay, well,
is he live?
As opposed
to what? Not anymore.
He's in that refrigerator over there. Actually, since it's non-human, he's in that oven over there. He's got to keep him warm.
And he's going to be there for about 3 hours. What's that?
He came with his own back to tank.
Yeah, no shit. He's healing up nicely. According to the legislation, non-human intelligence is defined as any sentient, intelligent, non-human life form, regardless of nature or ultimate origin, which may be presumed responsible for UFOs, meaning whatever sticks, whatever you can do, right?
I would have thought non-human intelligence had something to do with understanding why fetch is so fun.
Fetch?
Like you throw a ball, dog gets it, brings it back. Yeah, that's throw true. A ball, dog gets it, brings it. I could keep going.
Can you keep going?
Okay.
I don't quite understand.
They're talking about declassifying this stuff, the decades-long stigma associated with UFOs, all this stuff. I don't know. The stigma is strong, and they're still, even though this stuff is in the news, every time you watch the local news, they're like, when they're talking about it, you know, and I'm like, stop it.
You Wait, know? Do it again.
Watch your profanity.
Watch your profanity.
I like the look of this thing as they're talking about non-human life form, regardless of the nature or ultimate origin, meaning they could be coming from Alpha Centauri or the reptilian people from under the ground or mole people or, you know, whatever ends in people from under the ground.
What about under the stairs?
The people under the stairs.
Yeah.
Crazy, scary movie to me as a child.
Wes Craven.
Man, yeah. And who was the one that had his tongue cut out? Meek Mouse?
A child. You were like 12 years old.
That's still a kid. I don't know if you know that or not. It's not even a teenager.
Man, I was watching Texas Chainsaw Massacre when I was 5 years
Me
old.
Me too. And I will put
Is that why you married Brent?
I think the people under the stairs is scarier. And the dad for the people under the stairs was also the werewolf in Silver Bullet.
London?
Oh. Silver Bullet, the Stephen King thing, which I've still never seen.
It's not bad. And it has Gary Busey as the
Excuse me. That's Academy Award nominee Gary Busey. Thank you very much. Buddy Holly story, 1978, I think. Maybe 77.
Lisa, you're driving on a back road for some reason, probably trying to get away from me. And you're all of a sudden your car dies. You can't get it going. Much like the rental car we had this weekend. And it was one of those cars that stops when you come to a stop.
I'm stopped listening. Can you go back? Just kidding.
And then it restarts. It wouldn't restart. So we got stranded a little bit. Yeah, we got to start it finally. Anyway, Lisa, you're driving through the middle of nowhere. The car stalls, and an alien is in front of you. And I say alien, it's odd. Like a gray, your typical alien, whatever that might be to you. Do you run away, or do you stick around and find out what's going on?
Okay, everybody knows I talk to everybody. And no, I don't know any strangers. So the odds are good. I'm like, hey
guys.
Everything all right? You guys need a ride or something?
Do you need some suntan lotion?
Listen, they're like,
you look a little great.
Peaked.
You don't seem scared of us. Listen, it's been a day.
Do you guys get car sickness? Because no, I'm probably definitely going to talk to them because that's my MO to talk to everybody.
Yeah. It's okay.
I'm an antisocial butterfly.
Antisocial butterfly?
Yeah.
You're on an iron butterfly?
Dun, 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 no.
No, I definitely speak to aliens.
I think so. I like to think so.
I like to think I've already spoken to aliens.
What's that supposed to mean?
I talk to a lot of
people. I think she's calling me a reptilian.
Is that what it is? I have always wondered how you could clean your eyes with your tongue.
Did you see that video where that lady freaked out on that plane?
Oh, we've talked about it.
Yeah, we talked about it. Sorry. Thanks for listening to the show.
Whoops.
She must have been out of the booth during that part.
Whoops. All right, I'll go
back. And you leave my eye cleaning technique out of this, Brent.
That, there's so much skepticism, or, you know, skepticism, so much conjecture back and forth on what really happened on that, too, but, I just like to think it was from the Scooby-Doo movie, and Scooby was in a dress.
Yeah, you didn't you put that on Hysteria Nation, the picture of him just
that is not a person.
I was on a run the other day, and I ran by a park, and on a bench, and this is in Chicago, on a bench was a giant abandoned stuffed Scooby-Doo. It's one of the saddest things I've ever seen.
Man, so you now have bed bugs is what you're saying.
That's right.
Aha.
Oh man, I don't know. Like, David, would you, getting back to it, do you think you would be that person? You're like, I'm scooting out of here. I've seen too many scary movies.
Oh, I would probably try and kind of make contact.
I think at least I would say I would. Who knows? At the time, I might be right. Like, oh shit,
you know.
And then they look at me and they're like,
watch your profanity.
It's hard to tell. You could try to gauge whether or not they're being aggressive, and you know, if they're not, then you can slowly try and make,
I'm also contact. Willing to try to decipher if they're just being aggressive or handsy, because, you know, I'm willing to
what's the deal
space clown around.
Jesus Christ.
Watch your profanity.
Kevin hates that drop. That's why we're doing it. I know it's obnoxious, but he hates it. And every time I do it, I feel like it takes 13 seconds off his life because he grunts so hard and like closes his eyes. So, little backstory for you.
Yeah, I walked in the studio today and Kevin had been here probably 3 minutes before me, and he said that he'd heard that clip 17 times and he was starting to like bleed from his ears.
Yeah, and you know, Lisa and I were trying to have a conversation, and Brent slowly but surely puts the damn video up on the monitor and is like, Lisa, no, shh, quiet, just for a second. And then he played it again. Fucking motherfucker.
I'd never heard it before today.
Are you serious?
Me either.
He really hadn't heard it, David. It's old. It's old. They use it in Vines and stuff. And he's like, that's that new shit. Where's that from? I'm like, I don't know, Storage Wars or whatever.
I'd like to think that of the four of us, if any of us talk to, let's just say we all decide to talk to the alien, I think David would be the most polite.
I would assume so.
Are you implying that when I go to talk to random strangers that I'm impolite?
No, I said most polite. I didn't say that the rest of, I mean, Brent wouldn't be polite, but you would be polite.
I would be the most excited.
Brent would be like, ha, ha, and I would be in a fetal position.
Wait, where am I seeing them on the side of the road? Because I might just say like, hey, my car broke down. Do you guys have any snacks?
Well, they're the ones who made your car stop.
How do I know that?
They go, hi, you we made your it. Car stop.
Cool. Do you have any snacks?
I would nominate Lisa because I've seen her antisocial butterfly behavior in person.
Yeah. No offense, David. You might be the most polite, but I'm definitely going to be the most entertaining. Brent's going to get himself killed.
What's going to happen to me, guys?
You're going
to
be crying in the trunk of the car.
That's right.
That was just why was I in? You don't even know there was a UFO.
You didn't even get out.
I'm sorry, in the trunk. Guys.
The minute we said road trip with us, you were like, can I go in the trunk?
The first time I ever picked up Kevin to come to my house, I picked him up at the train, speaking of road trips with Kevin, and he's oddly quiet. He's in the back seat, and we turn onto my road, and he goes, about how much further until we get your blah, 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 and just projectile vomits all over my truck, stops, and then goes, and just starts in again everywhere.
Well, you're forgetting that I said I'm sorry between every thrust. And by the way, what did I had right before I threw up?
Naked
no,
juice.
I can never naked even. Juice. I can't even look at them in the grocery store aisle because I start like heaving.
And poor Brent. It was very, you know, Lisa was like, here's, you can use the shower downstairs, all this stuff. Brent is trying to clean up my mess and you were retching, right?
I'm
Brent?
Dry. I can't. So he I can't. Don't even like doing the dog can't. Vomit. It gets me. I'm trying to clean yours. I'm like, you know, and I, oh, and then Lisa's like, just ask him to do it. I go, I don't want to do it.
Which, and you're like, can you? I was like, yes, of course. It turns out I had some sort of bug because we recorded two Hysteria 51s that day. And during one of them, I just had my head on the table a lot of the time because I thought I was going to throw up in your studio.
Yeah. Yeah. You had to borrow clothes.
Yep.
And take a shower and pray.
He looked so cute in my dress.
It really, and I, you know what? I felt like myself.
I feel pretty.
That's the next episode, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. I don't know, man. I just, looking at this stuff, it's fun in the news. And you guys have been sending us all of these. They're kind of all on the same genre for the weird at Hysteria 51, which is where you can send your news, your weird news stories. There's tons of these all that are kind of saying the same thing, you know, about the house and Grouch and all the astronauts and McCarthy and everything. And I'm kind of... I don't want to do those because it would take up every one of our bonus episodes. So I don't want to do all of them. And also, I'm kind of waiting to see what plays out because it's a really interesting time to be watching this stuff. And it's getting, you know, and the stuff I'm talking about here, The Hill, New York Times, Fox News, ABC, Gizmodo, News Station, IFL Science.
Yeah, CNN. Sounds like the lamestream media.
Daily Mail. Irish Examiner. Is it a bird? Is it a plane? UFO non-human intelligence on Earth. You know, and Tweak Town, which I thought was a meth documentary, but turns out it's an online news site.
That's a news site? Tweak Town?
Says, UFO expert claims a crashed alien spacecraft is hidden underneath a U.S. building.
Do you think Eddie Valiant accidentally went to Tweak Town once when he was trying to go to Toontown? Eddie,
ah, gee, Eddie. Man, yeah, so, you know, do with that information what you will. But, yeah, it's a lot of this stuff. At least Congress is taking this stuff seriously. They're talking about it. And I think that's actually a big bonus, at least in our world.
What's the best case scenario?
What's the best case scenario? They land and say, hey, here we are.
And they have snacks.
And they have snacks.
Sorry, in regard to the... Senate's push for all this.
I think, in my idea, the best case scenario would be they declassify enough to let us know yay or nay.
So snacks from the government.
Yes.
Like government cheese. See, David, ooh, you should really always be specific. Like when I go to the dentist, he says, how is everything? And I look at him and he goes, with your teeth.
Yeah, because he doesn't have time for that, man.
Yeah.
Well, you know who I'm married to, right?
I've got good teeth.
Mm-hmm. Good teeth.
All right, go to break. Nobody wants to.
We're gonna go to break real quick. We come back. We got some other news for you guys. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. Hysteria 51.
Turns out you can dance to that song.
You can dance if you want to.
You can.
You can leave your friends behind.
What if you don't have any friends?
I don't have any friends.
Well, if your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, they're no friends of mine anyway.
Well, I don't have any friends.
Kevin and I don't have any friends.
Yeah. Well.
Do you want to be my friend, Lisa?
Not really.
Okay.
Wait, do you have snacks?
Yes.
Okay.
I have a Cliff Bar.
David, now you see what I have to deal with. Silence.
All right. David,
David has left the building.
You know, he's like, I didn't know what to say. So we were just talking about this yesterday. Dave and I haven't even talked to this on the show or anything. But if you guys remember before COVID, we were doing some live shows and we were going to start working on another live show and hopefully do some. We'll probably do at least Chicagoland. What is this? Uh-oh, my computer's talking to me. I'm still on Gizmodo website. It's like, I want to tell you a story.
The AI is taking over. Yeah,
do not fear, but you will be dead soon. Yes, we're going to be working on some live shows. Chicagoland, probably out in Colorado. Where else would you like to see us? And if you would like to see us do some shows with other shows, maybe some that you've heard us talk with or not, who would they be? We'd love to hear from you guys. You can, of course, email us, weird@hysteria51.com. Leave us a voicemail, 773-669-7277. Or go to Hysteria Nation and let us know. We can have a conversation on there. Who do you want to see class up the place while our ugly mugs are also going to be on stage doing our brand of nonsense?
So. I saw Hysteria 51 live, gosh, 4 years ago, maybe.
You also saw Blurry Photos. He opened for us.
And was that long ago?
Well, it was pre-COVID, for sure. It was a good time, man, up there near Irving Park at that theater. Yeah. I had a really fun time at that show.
It was the
Otherworld Theater.
What is it called again?
Otherworld.
Otherworld, yeah. I knew it was like some space-themed thing. It was a good time. With special guest Joe Peck was on that.
Yes,
stage.
I recall that. Mm-hmm.
And what was that guy's name? I want to say Jan, but I don't think that. John Goforth, that was it. That was it.
Never heard of him.
Yeah. David, you did your topic. What was yours? It was the barn.
The Red Barn Murder.
Red Barn Murder. Thank you. That's a
which we ended up covering not too long ago.
On here, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fun. So you did that, and then we just did a nonsensical dive into the world of the weird. And
it was a good time, man. It's worth going to.
It is fun. It is fun. And I like doing them like on a stage like that in the theater. Maybe I think David's got the better idea of sitting down and doing it with, you know, the screen and props and, you know what I mean by props and stuff. So it'll be a lot of fun. We're going to be working on that. And hopefully coming and doing some shows in 2024.
Another fun thing about seeing them live is every joke that Brent makes, you can watch the light go out of Lisa's eyes. Just a little at a time.
The air
in the room.
The air is what goes out of the room. That light is going just lower and burning in her loins is what's happening, is what you didn't. Isn't that how you would say is what is happening there, sweetie?
What?
Everyone thinks, like, we actually do like each other. And then we go on the show, and she's like, fuck you. And I'm like, yeah, fuck you.
It might be because you're talking about her burning loins.
Hey, can you fault anyone? I'm sorry that I switched it from the light going out of her eyes when she has to hear me talk.
Yeah, make you the villain, Brent. Come on.
It's okay. The truth is that I love you, and...
Watch your profanity.
I'm so lucky to have you as my...
I can hear the strain.
Yeah. What they don't realize is in studio, Kevin and Lisa are at the table. I'm actually in the booth doing everything. So I can actually see Kevin. She can't see me. So yeah. She can't even talk nice about me when she doesn't even have to look at me. She's just like, it hurts too much.
I just need her, just blink twice if you need help. Okay, that was two very strong blinks.
I said,
wait, help with him or just in general?
Sure. Yes.
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 The only thing she needs help with is figuring out what to do with the constant joy that fills her
buckets
heart.
Buckets of water for those loins.
You got a cooling blanket? I need to put it on these loins. Ladies and gentlemen.
Loins.
So glad I showered for this.
So what is Kevin, maybe you can have sad times open for us and really get the fucking crowd going for our live
Actually,
shows.
I was thinking, I think it would be, as you guys know, we reconnected over my one-man show. I think it'd be cool to do a live sad times where I interview someone.
Actually, that would be, and maybe someone like, maybe you've had on before, so you're like, you always do, well, I think what people don't realize with sad times, which we'll put a link to that in our show notes as well. Like beforehand, you do a call and you just talk to them and get to know these people because some of them are people you've known and some are people you've never even met before. you know? Yep, and exactly. So you get a, you know, you have a preliminary call and talk about what would you like to do? What would you not like to do? And then they come on and then they answer the questions that they didn't answer. So it's a fresh new conversation. That's really cool.
Yeah. And the main reason I do that is, you know, the people who come on are so generous and kind with their time, but I want to make sure that they feel totally secure in what they know what they're going to talk about because they're often talking about really difficult stuff. So
maybe you could do like a set times and then your one man show.
Oh boy, I'd have to memorize that motherfucker.
Yeah, right.
It's only 55 minutes long.
Yeah, it's fine. It's just, it's a monologue.
It was really good. I cried.
She did cry.
And it's not that I don't cry all the time, but I'm just going to pause.
Monologue about meet how you met Brent.
Let's get back to the news.
Oops, what happened to Lisa?
Jesus. I'm not very entertaining today. I'm sorry. You're going to have to start over. Can we ask me direct questions?
Watch your profanity.
So, guys, we're not, and gals, and everyone, we're not going to keep you too much longer. We just want to have a fun round table, talk about things coming up. Big props to David for his documentary finally coming out.
Thank you.
And we would love to see you guys in Idlewild, California on, what's that date one more time?
August 17th, 5
August
p.m.
August 17th.
Well, if you're invited, I shouldn't say just 5 p.m. 5 p.m. is the first one. 8:30 is the open showing.
If you're invited and you guys aren't. I think, though, the first one is for the backers of
the Kickstarter backers and people who were in the film and people who helped make it possible, crew and stuff like that.
And, you know, hookers and stuff like that.
Well,
you know that goes Hollywood types.
One, it's a plus one, so I just assumed everybody would be bringing a hook.
It's a Weinstein Company film, so it's very interesting.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Harvey.
He went there. Watch your profanity.
He doesn't recoil in terror when you say it, but when I push the button, it happens. So we're learning. So we'll be there for a couple viewings of it. I'll have it memorized by the time we're done, and then I can do a one man show of it. It'll be about 55
God
minutes long.
Damn it!
Why do we watch your profanity for our live show.
Don't forget, also go to the show notes, Sad Times, Kevin's show. You're going to find links to everything in there. And it is a really, really, really good show. And he's doing something very important, which is having real conversations with people that have had real issues, real problems, real experiences. And he's picked seven strangers to live in a house. Saying real a lot there, I realized.
Yeah, that's right.
But it is good. And it's he's doing a really good job and doing something I think a lot of people should listen to, because I think everyone can get something out of the show, even if it's just hatred for Kevin. That's
And if anybody needs, I have that in strong supply.
Strong. Lisa,
Brent,
what's your parting words for Hysteria Nation out there?
Take chances.
Be reckless.
Be reckless. Make life decisions. Know that you have to live with those life decisions unless you have a good lawyer.
Sometimes you got to sleep next to those life decisions. No
I don't
matter
have to sleep next to you.
How much
Stop.
They snore.
Oh my God. Don't get me started. That's a whole other episode. The snoring chronicles.
The anarchy you want to see in the world.
We have a dog named Gordon who somehow looks like me. And
walks like you.
And snores like me.
Sings like you.
Yeah, and he's really cute, and the ladies love him, so it's crazy.
It checks out. Mm-hmm. Big balls, too.
He ain't got no balls. Snip, snip. But all right, kids, thank you so much. Like we said, get us your weird stories, weird@hysteria51.com, Hysteria Nation. Tweet to us at Hysteria51Pod, Patreon, and all those places. Thanks for joining us. And with that said, I've been Brent.
I've been Kevin.
I've been Lisa.
I've been David.
And there's been no conspiracy bot.
Bye.
It was terrible. It was just terrible. I'll never get over it as long as I live.
That's it for another edition of Hysteria 51. We'll be back next week with yet more of the unexplained, the unexplored, and the unheard of. Oh, if it's unheard of, how will they know about it? Anyway, if you want to suggest a topic, give us your thoughts, or just make fun of Conspiracy Bot, that's my favourite, join us in our Facebook discussion group, Hysteria Nation. Just log on to Facebook and search Hysteria Nation, or you can always tweet us at Hysteria51Pod.
You've been listening to a fourth-hand joint.